This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chests for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey pals, kids and pets for Tuesdays. You've got passes to the Air Museum. I call it the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley. psairmuseum.org, 778-6262. You've got a $30 gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill, either at 155 South Palm Canyon or 72775 Dinosaur and Rancho Mirage. The best website is maracas-restaurant.com. The local number in Palm Springs, 322-9654.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And you've got gift certificate to McDonald's restaurant, any of the 30 that Dick Shalab owns, McDonald'sRestaurant.com. How many children do you have, Craig?
Oh, I've only got 6.
Oh, my. And Joey's 3. Nancy Tappick doesn't have any. And Jeffrey has left the building, so I don't have to take off my shoes. Okay, we'll take the 9th caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get set, go. And if you're caller number 9, we'll spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel in July. It'll be good to get everybody together again. Thank you for making the show what you have. I'm in my 26th year, the only continuous, I don't know how to say it, the continuous radio show in the Coachella Valley. And I'm sure there's some feminine thing in there, the longest running female. Who cares? But thank you for being loyal for so long. Look who's speaking of loyal. Craig Michaels is in the house. How long do
Joey,
I know you?
I mean, like forever.
25 years?
Oh, at least.
At least.
Yeah, we used to work at the same radio station back, yes. KPSI back in the day.
But I'm still at 9:20 a.m.
Yeah.
See, nothing new under the sun. But all the years that my grandchildren were over at Palm Canyon Theater, mm-hmm. you used to do something in the summer, didn't you?
Yes, they had their summer theater program,
they
summer
still
camp.
Do.
Yeah, and my kids were involved, and I would come entertain. I would play music and DJ
right.
and entertain the kids. And my, you know what? My kids to this day have such great memories of all the musicals and all the stuff that they learned during that theater camp.
How old are your 6 kids?
Well, the youngest one is 21. Cameron, and then Courtney is 24 now. Kara's 27. Katie's 28. And then I have my other children in their 30s. That would be Bree is 33 and Tyler is 35.
My Tyler is my baby. He'll be 34 the 17th of this month.
Awesome.
And my grandkids, maybe you heard us, we were talking, are 18, 20, 22, 24. Ye gods.
Awesome.
You're
so blessed.
Yeah, you are too.
Well, I
anybody married?
One daughter, Katie. Her and her husband live in Orange County in Newport Beach.
Any babies yet?
Not yet. She's okay. Been busy working on her career. She's graduated from law school. Now she's working for
Orange
County.
She's the 33-year-old.
She's the 28-year-old.
28-year-old.
Mm-hmm, Katie. Yeah, she just graduated from law school. So she's been busy working on her career. Now she's working at the Orange County District Attorney's Office as a prosecutor. And she's busy. You know, she said, yeah, maybe someday I'll think about it when she gets closer to 30. And I said, take your time.
Take your time.
Yeah. Why not enjoy
That's
yourself?
That's right. I had a baby at 20, a baby at 22. You know them, too. And then Tyler at 42. So,
yeah,
lots of time.
They're
you
great,
have a new
joy.
World, too, since we were together last.
Yeah, well, I left the broadcasting world about 5 or 6 years ago, and now in real estate, which I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Are you?
Well, you know, it's another business where you get to connect with people, which I've always enjoyed, connecting with the local people here in the desert and helping them to achieve their real estate goals. And I just went from promoting events to promoting homes. So I took a lot of the same things I was doing when I was doing, you know, events, and I now just use a lot of those skills in real estate. So it's been an easy transition and one I'm enjoying.
Do you know why I would love being a real estate agent? I'm a looky-loo. I love going in homes,
yeah.
opening your closets, checking your cabinets. I'm terrible. I would not be a good house guest. Well, but I love looking at other, not necessarily my style, but other styles.
You know, that's one of the things I've also enjoyed is learning about interior design and different architectures of the homes, and something I never really paid a lot of attention to. But now that I am in the business and paying attention to it, I'm finding it very fascinating.
Do you have your own real estate? Tell me about that.
Well, I started actually at the same place that I've been for the last 5 years. It's Better Homes and Gardens, Desert Lifestyle Properties. It started out as Liasco Partners, actually, 5 years ago when I was there at Liasco Partners. And then we partnered up with Better Homes and Gardens, which is a very recognizable brand. And then Benjamin Liasco, the owner, took his name off and they put the Desert Lifestyle Properties on the end of it. So now, again, it's a long name, but it's called Better Homes and Gardens, Desert Lifestyle Properties.
And / Craig Michaels.
When I started, we actually just had one office here in Palm Springs, where I've been working for a long time now. And then we expanded. We got a second office in Yucca Valley. And boy, the high desert is really taken off. Joshua Tree in Yucca Valley area, it's just booming out there.
Did you see where Amber Heard lives in Yucca Valley?
Mm-mm.
It was all over the internet. You know who she is.
It sounds, yes.
Yeah, she's... I'm crazy about him. Johnny Depp's ex.
Right.
That's suing him for $100 million or something. But Steve Canold, our travel advisor that's taking Tyler and I to Mexico, he lives in Yucca Valley. So he sent me this. He says, here goes the neighborhood. Amber Heard lists her residence as Yucca Valley. But Britney Spears lives up there.
Yeah.
Everybody lives up there.
A lot of L.A. people are migrating up that way, and it's just, it's booming. Pioneer Town.
Oh, I love Pioneer Town.
People are buying up property like crazy around there.
You have listings in all those places.
You know, I don't work the high desert a lot.
Oh, okay.
I do a little bit, but that's all right. I do work primarily here in the Coachella Valley from Palm Springs to Coachella.
Where's your office in Palm Springs?
Well, our office in Palm Springs is right here on Sunrise. It's 200 North Sunrise Way. But we just opened up a third office in Palm Desert on El Paseo.
Oh, okay.
So 73260 El Paseo, right next door to Armando's. Everybody knows where Armando's Bar and Grill is.
I'll go to the dentist if you tell me what restaurant.
Yep.
73260 El Paseo.
Yep, 3A. It's in Palm Desert. And again, right next door there are Armando's, when everybody loves that place. So we get a lot of traffic. And, you know, I'm usually working a little bit of floor time as people walk by. They usually pop in and ask real estate questions. So
sure.
It's a great location. And I'm really enjoying working there. It's been a great
now,
ride.
Now, are you suffering from lack of listings like everybody else?
You know, I'm doing all right.
Good.
But it certainly has tightened up a bit. You know, as everybody knows, we've got a big housing shortage going on, which is the reason why we're seeing the prices go up in the last, 18 months to 2 years. We've seen the values increase anywhere from 30 to 40% in some desert cities, which is kind of, and I think the Coachella has seen values go up almost 49%.
The city of Coachella?
The city of Coachella has seen
how
values
much?
Increase by 49% in just the last 12 months. So it's really a head spinner. I mean, in a typical year, we may see values increase 3 to 6 to 8%. But just in the last year to a year and a half, we've seen values go up 30, 40% or more.
So that
because of this housing shortage.
You really need to price it properly because it's not going to be on the market very long, is it?
You know, that's so important. I'm glad you said that. Pricing the home properly or pricing it right is so important when selling your home, because if you don't price it right and you do come in way too high, it's going to sit there for a long time. And the longer it sits, the more people are going to see less value in the home, and the harder it is to sell, and the harder it is for you to get the maximum amount of dollars for it. So the trick is to really price it at or even slightly below market value, and you want to get lots of offers, multiple offers.
Bidding wars.
And you get people bidding, and they bid against you, and you drive the price up instead of driving it down. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. They go, well, I want to list it for the maximum amount of money I can. But really, you sometimes do yourself a disservice if you do that. So you really got to know the market.
But that's your job.
Of course it is. As a professional, they rely on me to know the comps in that neighborhood, know the trends from the buyers, and know if the prices are going up or going down, and really have my finger on the pulse of the real estate in that market.
My goodness. Have you got a wonderful place for sale right now you can tell us about off the top of your head? Or?
I just put my last listing in escrow in Four Seasons, Palm Springs, in the north end there. I'm hoping to get, I have a listing appointment tomorrow in the Victoria Park Vista Norte subdivision. So maybe tomorrow.
See, that's north. And people, we used to say north's too windy. No.
That was the case years ago. A lot of people didn't like the North End because it had that reputation.
But it's grown up, see? But the trees really, have grown up. Mm-hmm. They're holding their own. The bushes, all of that kind of landscaping, right?
That is one of the reasons. You're right. The neighborhoods have matured. And the other reason is the south and central part of Palm Springs have gone up so much, they've kind of priced people out of those areas. So now they're forced to look in North Palm Springs. So a lot of people start going in, buying the homes up and fixing them up. So those neighborhoods that were not so desirable before are beautiful. The homes are all updated, landscaped, and they're not the crummy little neighborhoods they used to be. They're beautiful neighborhoods in the North End.
I love it in the North End.
Yeah.
No. And, I mean, it's just very centrally located. It takes 5 minutes to get into town. Please.
Yeah, and it's not as bad as people think. Really, no. The wind's on the shoulder months of the season here and there, but it's not like it's all the time.
I live in the Mesa.
Oh, I know that. I've been to your house. It's a beautiful place.
And we get whipped by the winds, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no bad area. For heaven's sakes, look what's going on in the rest of the country. So how can we help Michaels? Let me see if I can say it right again. Better Homes and Gardens, Desert Lifestyle Properties.
You've got it.
Is that right? Okay.
So anyway, I think as a good realtor, we're doing more than just opening doors and putting in a sign in the ground. As a good realtor, I want to make sure I'm supplying my clients with as much information as possible so they can build wealth through real estate. And that's why I put together this event, which we're going to talk about today, called Maximize Your IRA with Real Estate. It's going to be happening on Wednesday, May 25th at Avenida Palm Desert. That's near Portola and Country Club. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful new 55 and older community called Avenida Palm Desert.
Will you give me that?
Yes.
So I don't have to try and write it down. Okay.
Yeah.
I left
a stack of flyers.
Oh,
so
good.
Again, so it's going to be put it on your calendars from 4:30 to 6, Wednesday, May 25th at Avenida Palm Desert. And they're graciously sponsored their beautiful room. We're going to be holding it in. It's a beautiful showroom. They're going to be supplying some champagne and cheese for the first 30 minutes from 4:30 to 5. And then from 5 to 6, we're going to have some speakers come in to talk about how you can maximize your IRA with real estate. Now, our first speaker is going to be Jose Beltran from Goosehead Insurance. He's going to be giving you some information about different homeowners insurance, as well as insurance for multifamily units and vacation rentals. And that'll be followed by Sean LaRue from Franklin Loan Center. He's going to be talking about some of their new loan programs, because if you're going to be investing in real estate, you may have to take out a loan for some of that. And they have one called the debt coverage service ratio loan. This is not based on tax returns. It's actually based on the income of the rental property. So if you're going to buy a rental property, you can get a loan based on the income. It's a very big thing, especially here in the desert. I specialize with people buying investment properties. And then our featured speaker is going to be a representative from IRAR Trust Company.
IRAR
Trust Company.
I'll put all this up on Joey English.
Of course you will. And that's going to actually explain how you can invest in real estate. A lot of people think, the traditional way of investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds with their retirement funds, but they're going to tell you how you can take those same funds, and the stock market hasn't done that well lately. So you can actually take those funds and reinvest them in real estate, and we're going to teach you how and tell you all how you can do that.
Do you need a reservation?
Well, I'm glad you said that. We would love for you to reserve a seat. In fact, we're asking you to do that. You can go to my website. You can go to my Facebook page. Just type in Real Estate PS on Facebook. It'll take you right to my page, and there's a link there to the invite where you can, click you're going, or if you want to go to Eventbrite and type in Maximize Your IRA with Real Estate, I have an Eventbrite invitation there.
I'll make sure it's all up on my website.
I love it.
Don't have an accident trying to write this down in your car. Do you have a phone number?
Well, if you'd like to call me, I'm happy to answer all your questions, 760-880-3848. That's my cell anytime, and of course, you have any real estate questions as well. Great time to sell still. The market's still a strong seller's market. So if you thought about selling your home, it couldn't be a better time with the values. Like I said, going Palm Springs, the values have gone up, I think, 35% just in the last year. So,
a call two or three times a week.
Yeah, and I'm surprised I haven't called you yet.
Not selling. Where would I go? Okay.
I hear that a lot.
Bless your heart, Craig Michaels.
Joey,
will you come back?
Are you kidding me?
Back.
I love you, of course.
Oh, thank you so much for stopping by. Okay, Joey Pals.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com, BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top-shelf spirits and all-natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives. Ever, 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 never, never, never. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. BuzzBox is 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Have some fun with it. And remember, there are three simple ways to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Chill them, although you don't have to. They have a great shelf life. You don't have to chill them. That's number one. Number two, shake them. Shake, shake, shake. And number three is enjoy them. And when you go to BuzzBox.com, Joey Pals, check out the great video. You won't believe how professionally these are being manufactured. ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Remember, Tyler and I are going to Mexico with them. Give a phone call so you can come with us at 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes says Mercury is in retrograde from May 10th to June 2nd. So watch what you sign. Make sure any agreement states what you want in detail. For the Taurus individuals, the month of May is about arranging and getting things completed that are important to you. Also, time to take care of any health issues. Use care. Don't rush on May 9th and May 16th, particularly May 16th, where health and paperwork come into play. Taurus will find this year challenging when it comes to decision-making. Other people want to make your decisions, yet this is a year that defines what you want to consider. So take any suggestions, consider them carefully, but do what you want. Wow. For more details, go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency has approved a new election division map that will be used in November. Go to dwa.org/divisions to check it out. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Yes, please. Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. The main website, dwa.org. Just fabulous. And don't I love this website? The letter B, just fabulous. BeJustFabulous.com. They have gifts for kids and pets, too. They have huge orders of books, gifts, candles, birthdays, weddings, think graduations. Think everything. And think that wonderful website, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the minute, hour, day, week, month, year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. I promise. Listen to my voice get peaceful. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 760-401-1811 1-800-273-1410 or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O Visions. That's Lalo Visions for more information. Remember, it's a great gift idea. If you know somebody who's struggling with depression or health issues, remember to seek guidance for them from lalovisions.com. I promise. Report on the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember to check out the Tram Cam for current valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Peaks Restaurant, they're going to be our restaurant of the week in the next couple of weeks, is now open for lunch and dinner. And remember, the tram, pstramway.com, is the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the valley's best popcorn. Come on up for happy hour on the second floor of the Palm Springs Cultural Center, 5 to 7:30 p.m. No cover, 2-drink minimum. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. You need a Sunday reservation. Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levy. Monday reservations. Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. You need a Tuesday reservation. Razzle Dazzle Happy Hour with Bonnie G., Jeff Barnett, and Chip Prince. And you need a Thursday, May 26th reservation. I can't see it. It's the popcorn that did it. May 26th reservation. For all of that, go to psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow we're having a senior moment. That means Alan and Kay and, oh, Larry, if I can remember, until then, be well and all the best.